We are having a little difficulty getting Dr. Rogers. I don't know. Sometimes we get scheduling stuff or whatever. Who knows? I don't know. But we're going to talk over a little news, and you're welcome to call in with any thoughts or comments. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you, Uncle Kevin.
We certainly would.
I was talking during the break, one of the breaks, with our last guest, Jason Redd. I found him pretty forthright.
I liked him.
I didn't think he actually came on these interviews to answer questions, some of the questions I asked him, but I thought he was very forthright answering them. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
he was
thought.
A little cautious, but for the most part, he did a great job.
Well, I would be cautious too.
You can't be bad mouthing the military. We shouldn't have went in there. It was the wrong move. We shouldn't have gone. I hated every minute I was over there.
It was interesting that he paused on that question.
Yeah, he did pause. Yeah.
And he said, "I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a net positive."
Mm-hmm. I'll answer it for him. It was not a net positive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to argue, you know. I mean,
I know. I know. I'm just, opinion, you know, I just threw my two cents in.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, veterans and stuff, see that. You know, was it worth the cost? I don't know. I didn't go there. But looking from the... what I've seen, just the money. What do we gain monetarily from that?
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at, you know, not all decisions are a monetary decision, but
my friend Peanut, he went over there and he was exposed to anthrax or one of, you know, his they wear those pins or whatever it
monitors,
is like that.
Yeah.
And he was exposed to anthrax, and you know that he went back to his group and said, "Hey, look, I've been exposed to anthrax. What am I supposed to do here, you know?" And the guy goes, "Here, give me your badge." And he goes, "Here, put this other badge on and go out and what?
Yeah, get a new badge.
You get a new badge." He's going, "What?
Badge. You're good to go.
You're good to go. That's exactly what they did to him. And he was going to be a lifer. He was going to be in for, he wanted to make his life as in the Army. And he said, "Nope. As soon as my 2 years are up, I'm out of here. They don't care about me and I don't care about them." That's a true story.
Unfortunately, that was Peanut's experience. Yeah. Doug Rocky, I mean, you listen to Doug Rocky, the way he talks about the DU and the other things.
Oh,
and,
they're not even supposed to shoot it in America. You're not even supposed to sit on it. And people are sitting on it. You know, they throw the DU in the truck, and then all the men pop in the
riding,
truck and start riding in the same truck as the DU. You're not even supposed to do that. No wonder cancer is going nuts in the Army, you know? And Doug Rocky, gosh, he's had about 50 operations to try to fix it. I don't know how he stayed alive all these years.
Well, we're glad he has. Really.
Yeah,
glad
absolutely.
He's
absolutely.
A hero.
I loved he is a hero. And when he went over there and they said, "Well, what can you do about cleaning up the radiation?" Nothing. Can't do it. It's just going to be there for the next 60,000 years or whatever. The half-life.
Till the half-life's gone.
Yeah, whatever.
One of the interesting things, talking to our last guest, Jason Redmond, during the break, you know, the first part, I asked him a lot about the police and where they stand. You know, I know he didn't come on answer questions about that, but he
avoided that a little bit. He didn't mention the Bill of Rights once.
Well, that's what bothered me. You know,
yeah, it bothered me too.
We talked to Craig Sawyer the other day. Maybe Craig's a little older. Maybe I don't know. I mean, he was right. He was all about it, and these police need
sure
to understand
was.
This. You take this oath, and you need to know what you took an oath
that
to.
That's correct. We don't even know if that guy took an oath.
Oh, I'm sure he did. He's in the military. Absolutely.
A lot of guys, they've been doing it. In some places, they do away with that oath.
I don't think the military has done. I mean, in the government, I've heard in certain things. Mm-hmm. But he did say after we talked, and this was all fair, because I didn't want to keep badgering about it. Because it kind of bothered me, too, that he said that he had that. Where's the line? Where's the line? you ought to spit this out like it's...
Yeah, you ought to know where the line is.
The line is the Bill of Rights. Boom. What's the line? The Bill of Rights. Boom. Where should police... The Bill of Rights. Boom.
It should
be like automatic.
No ambiguity. Nothing.
There's no ambiguity
right there.
At all.
No.
Well, they're in tough situations. And
no.
Boom. Bill of Rights.
Right.
And then he was
Simple.
Talking about his police friend to pull somebody over for a taillight, and they may be in danger. Then don't pull anybody over for a taillight.
Yeah.
What are you harassing them for?
It's harassment. It certainly is harassment, and it's illegal.
I'm making them safer. Take your safer and shove it where the sun doesn't shine.
Exactly.
If that's your version of safer. Right now, we want you to keep our city safe from this insurgency.
Yeah, and what are you doing? Nothing.
And you can't do it.
You're not doing anything.
I'm not blaming you. I'm not faulting you. You're not able to do it. I'm not faulting you. Don't think, well, the Power Hour is saying police are not doing nothing. That's not what I'm saying. You're not physically able. It's too big of a problem. You know who can handle it? A sheriff and a posse.
That's right.
Who can handle it.
That is correct.
Anyway, the point, see, I'm going to start getting, this is, it's so important right now is this discussion. See, we're finally getting a discussion about police actions, and it's being turned into a, social justice equality, black and white thing.
Yeah.
That we cannot let it turn that
can't
way.
Let
it's
it,
a bill
can't
of rights
thing.
Can't
let them spin it that way. Can't let them do that.
That cop is not in trouble because he killed somebody, because cops kill people all the time.
All the time.
He is in trouble because he violated the Bill of Rights and violated George Floyd's rights. That not because he's black, because he's a person, because he's a man. He's a man, part of mankind, and he violated his rights. That's why that cop is in trouble. Not because he killed him. It's because he violated the Bill of Rights and violated that person's particular own sovereign rights. That's why. Anyway, in the conversation I had with the cop during the break, we were talking about the incident in Mississippi. And this happened several places. It happened to get reported extensively in Mississippi, and I just stuck it in my head.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of your head. I think of that pretty often. That would burn me up. Somebody knocking on the window and here. By the way, it's Sunday. Here's a little present for you, $500 ticket.
Okay, your brother-in-law, my uncle,
mm-hmm.
Steve, he's a pastor.
I got you.
Small church. We went to his drive-in church, right? We went there.
We
sat in our car and listened to the sermon. Okay, mm-hmm. In Mississippi, these people went to the church. They sat in the car. Just so everybody's clear, if you haven't listened in a long time, so you don't know what happened. They went to the church. There was, 100 plus of them. Not many. 100 plus people there. Not a ton. The governor of Mississippi said that the churches can't meet and that the police, the city told the police to go there and to stop this and to write everybody tickets. So the police went to the church, went on the church's property. They should have said it's private property.
Private property.
No police. They should have said, police not welcome. They should have had no trespassing sign.
If they had no trespassing sign, boy, they're in
big trouble. Still would have done it because they felt like they had probable cause. They would have went in their mind because they had probable cause because the governor or the city official told them. So anyway, they go on the property. They knock on everybody's window. What's your name? Give me your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what the
Fourth
Amendment
is. They have no authority to do that.
They have no authority whatsoever. They are not God.
Nope. They have
just
no authority. Absolutely.
A policeman asks you on your private property or somebody else's private or a situation like this, what is your name? My name is the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. That's
correct.
My name. Go mm-hmm. read it. You want to find out my name? Go read it. So they knock on the window. Get there, of course, these are a lot of older people. They're going to church.
They don't know. Yeah.
Not only do they not know, they don't want to deal with this. They got some armed thug hanging on the window. Now, here's the other question. What if, one of them would have said, I'm not giving you my name. I fought in Vietnam. I fought in World War II. Maybe they had World War II. I fought in Korea. I fought for America, for the Constitution. I'm not giving you anything. You can kiss my red, white, and blue behind.
Exactly.
What do you think would have happened, ladies and gentlemen? And I almost wish it would have happened.
I wish it would have happened.
I almost wish it would have happened. What do you think would have happened? Hey, just use your mind.
Yeah,
see,
they would arrest him.
The rubber meets the road.
Yeah, they would have arrested him. They would have yanked him out of the car, made an example out of him, and then charged him $22.50.
Yeah. $22.50 a day to sit in jail because he wants to worship God. He wants free association and to worship God. Because that, do you see the sin in that? Do you see the evil in that? So anyway, the point of I'm telling this whole story. So I was talking to Jason during the break, and I said, it's not when this random cop killed, because this is what, is there systemic problems? Yes. Is there institutional problems? Yes. But this incident, this is one cop with a couple other cops sitting around killing somebody. I'm not justifying it at all. I'm not belittling it at all, but it on its face, it's not as institutionally corrupt as all these police running into this church.
No,
and
no,
everybody.
It happens.
You see my
and
point?
Plus it happens very infrequently now.
Right, right. And I'm not believing. I'm not trying to defend this.
No, it's a horrible thing.
That's not what I'm
saying. That cop deserves to spend the rest of his life in jail.
Well, he deserves something.
Yeah.
They keep calling for it to be first degree murder.
No,
I don't want it
no,
to be
you can't,
that.
You can't do that. No.
I don't want it to be that because he's going to get off.
It's manslaughter. That's what it is. It's manslaughter.
Yeah, he's going to get off on first degree murder. So if they try him for first degree murder, he's going to get off.
Yeah,
and then,
he will.
Oh my God, it'll be the end. It'll be the end of the world.
And from what I've discovered, that tactic that he used about putting the knee on the guy's neck to control him. They teach that in that precinct. So
once they get the cuffs on, to get the cuffs on.
No,
and then
no.
The cuffs
even after
them,
they have the cuffs on, they
bad.
Can do that. So he might get off. That's the crazy thing, because he might have immunity because of the police tactics. They teach that. That's
well,
what I heard. I can't confirm
it. It'll come down to a lesser charge. It'll come down to a
lower charge. Yeah, I cannot confirm that, but that's what I heard.
Anyway, I'm kidding. This is a real roundabout way to tell a story talking to Jason. I said, America should have went nuts, not when George Floyd was killed. They should have went nuts when those police were in Mississippi at that church giving old people $500 tickets.
Oh, yes.
They should have went nuts on these police and been screaming about the institutional corruptness of the police.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is not an individual. This individual cop, he was, well, I'm just doing what I'm told. Okay, if you're just doing what I'm told, then what good are you? Then you have no judgment? Then what does your oath mean? I mean, these are valid questions. This isn't me being critical of the police. Are you kidding me? I can't hold somebody to their oath. I mean, you took the oath.
Not me. Yeah, I didn't take it. You took it.
You did. Well, they're in a tough position. I don't give a damn.
Well, I sure
will. What do I care? So because you're in a tough position, I'm going to give away my rights to make you feel better? Mm-hmm. To make you feel safer?
Nope,
so
ain't happening.
You can feel safer, so I'm going to give my rights to you so you feel safer?
Nope. And I hope that somebody tells them about the Rutherford Institute and they sue the bejesus out of that precinct. Because they got a case. They got a big
case.
The Supreme Court,
that's why that thing with Roberts is so critical.
Roberts is a dirtbag.
Scum.
Scum of the earth. Scum of the earth.
We already know Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whatever her name is,
lives underneath the
troll.
Dam. She lives under the bridge, eats frogs.
And I mean, Uncle Kevin will call people names, ladies and gentlemen, but I usually don't call people names. I will call her a troll that lives under the bridge. And I believe that you know why. Mm-hmm. I hope that you know that story. What was
it
about?
Tell them. We got a couple minutes.
It was about, about eight years?
Yeah.
Probably 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
She preferred.
Egypt was looking for a new constitution because their government changed. So they wanted a new constitution. And what she said was, that Egypt should look at some of the newer things like Canada based on the UN Declaration of Human Rights and not America's, because America's was outdated. Those were basically her exact words.
That's
her exact words. She is on the Supreme Court of the United States.
How can somebody like that sit on our Supreme Court and give judgment, a fair judgment, when she believes the UN's is
better?
Better. You
it's
know,
better. And ours
that's
outdated.
Crazy. That's just insane that she's
and
on
ours
there.
Is outdated.
So and ours is outdated. Ours is never outdated.
Right. Bingo. It's eternal.
It's eternal.
If you want to argue about, you know, how does it make it like the scriptures? What would you say about the scriptures? The scriptures are eternal. What would you say about the Declaration of Independence? The Declaration of Independence is eternal.
It's just as poignant as today as it was 230 years ago.
Or 2,000 years from now,
be. It'll still be the exact same thing if we follow it. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is our roadmap to freedom and prosperity.
There is no other.
There is no other. Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing else. And the fact, and I'm not ragging. I really like Jason. I mean, I talked to him off.
Oh, I liked him too. Yeah, he was good.
He's a former Navy SEAL, injured, Purple Heart, hero.
Hero, and, absolutely a hero.
And he can. And when I asked him some of those questions, he didn't spit out all the lines of Bill of Rights. He should have spit it out like that. That should have been like as automatic as breathing almost.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, Todd, do we have any luck with Sherry, or is she playing tennis, or what? Or are we getting messed up?
She took all.
Okay, so just a voicemail. So,
anybody want to call up and talk? Call up.
Yeah, call up and say hello.
We'd love to hear from you.
Pastor Wright Pastor Wright said he's been trying to call and for some reason can't get through. Pastor Wright, now's your time to call. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'm going to go over a little more news here. Donald Trump Jr. urges Barr to release Antifa communications with elites and politicians over riots. This is a big
story.
Donald Jr. is pushing Attorney General William Barr to release communications between Antifa rioters that allegedly reveal the group's connections with politicians and other elites. I hate that word, but I'm reading the story. Figures. The younger Donald urged Barr to just do it in a tweet on today, actually, referring to rumors the Attorney General is poised to expose links between the, quote, violent radical elements that Barr denounced in an earlier statement and the politicians and elites believed to be backing them. This is a huge story, and Donald Trump Jr. is not tweeting something like this, you know darn well, unless he knows it's true.
Yeah, it's true, 100%, almost guaranteed. And they got to get it out. They got to get it out fast.
The AG says the violence instigated and carried out by Antifa and other similar groups in connection with the rioting is domestic terrorism and will be treated accordingly. I hate things being given names. It's already against the law. But the ramifications for this are if those politicians and there's people, George Soros or whatever, whoever's on the other end of those communications is instigating
or
and
Alexander
helping Antifa
Soros
do this. Then they're a domestic terrorist also. And
oh, they are, for sure.
Their butt is in a sling, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. And if they cross state lines, it's even in a bigger sling. Insurrection Act.
I don't know if they'll do anything about it.
I hope so.
Well, why can cops use chemical weapons that are banned in warfare during protests?
I know.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
These
tear gas is against the Geneva Convention.
I'm about sick of these police. Well, I'm a good person. I just want to help the thing. Why is somebody so mad at me because of the bad apples?
Yeah.
Well, because you institutionally, you'll do stuff like this.
Yeah.
I mean, can we not ask, are you not a public servant? Can I not ask a question about your motives and the things you do? I mean, don't you work for us?
Supposedly.
So you,
we pay
so you
your
think
salary.
I'm being critical? So I'm un-American because I'm asking these questions?
Yeah. I say cut off your checks.
Why can cops use chemical weapons that are banned in warfare during protests? That is a darn good question.
That is a good question. Yeah. How? How are they getting away with it?
Over the past 100 years, the use of tear gas has become ubiquitous among the police and military forces of authoritarian regimes all over the world. This chemical agent is commonly used and is often called a, quote, less lethal weapon by authorities. I hate that word authorities, too, ladies and gentlemen. What are they the authority of?
No.
Please tell me what the police are the authority of. What authority do they have to do what? To enforce law. What is the law? The Constitution.
That's right. So and the Bill of Rights.
They continually act outside their scope of authority. And mm-hmm. What are they then?
Habitual line steppers.
I mean, let some policemen call in. Go ahead. The number's 844-769-2944. I want to have a discussion. I'm not going to argue with you. Let's have a discussion back and forth. What are you if you are going to violate your oath and violate the Bill of Rights? This is the discussion we should have on TV, not black people crying about what happened 50 years ago. I'm part Indian. My ancestors, when it came to the census, there were a lot of Indian people when the census, what's your nationality, what's your race? You know what they put? You know what Indians would put on their nationality? Kevin, do you know this? Do you know what Indians would put as their nationality when asked on the census?
No, what?
Or their race, not nationality, with their race. They put black. You know why? Do you know why?
They didn't have a box for them.
Do what?
They didn't have a box for them.
Because blacks could own property and Indians couldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's right.
So I stick about hearing these lectures about what happened 100 years ago. Yeah, okay, yeah, it did. Sure, I get it.
And the Indians had the Trail of Tears.
Oh, my.
Talk about the, what was it, the death march in Bataan? The Bataan death march? Well, we had that in America. The Indians did. The Trail of Tears.
There's the break. More news on the other side. This is Discussion Points. I'm keeping talking about this because this is it. Our mindset has to flip on this. You can see where they're going and trying to get your mindset to be. The Thomas Jefferson. Stay tuned.
Correct.
You're listening to Power Out.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877- 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I hope that something makes you laugh in life. Todd, the producer, is making Kevin and I laugh like crazy. I can't tell you what he said, but it was funny.
I hope
something is making you laugh, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you take this time to do some. I thought Jason's recommendations were great. Do something physical, do something, get outside, whatever. Do something physical, personal, and professional. Then you feel structured, then you feel progress. So no matter where you are, you can feel all those things. And we hope that this broadcast gives you information to inject some power into that pursuit. Progress,
and doing
I love
that
it,
is,
power.
And doing that is good for your soul.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we got OxyLift, buy one, get one free. We have phosphatidylcholine. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail. If you're not detoxing with these products, the question becomes, how are you detoxing? That is the $64,000 question. If you're not getting these minerals and the grown by nature and the different products, the essential, the enzymes that when you eat, if you're not getting them from us, where are you getting them? Because if you're not getting them, your health is going down. Science proves this. The studies prove this. The experts that we have on, it proves it. We've given you the information and to empower you. If for some reason you financially you need, feel like you need some stuff, but just can't do it or whatever, let us know. Okay. Let us know and let's see how we can help you. We'd like to help people. We want you to be happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. I know the power of these products. You have to understand. When I was young, I played sports. I played a lot of sports. I was very good. I was very talented. I wanted to do certain sports. My health just wouldn't cooperate. It just wasn't in the card, so to speak, or whatever. My health, it started a descent in my health. Uncle Kevin knows this story.
Tell him when it started.
What do you mean when it started?
Tell him the story when it started. When you think it started. It started when your mom wanted to give you a vaccine.
Oh, I was a little kid. I can remember super specific.
Yeah.
I was way little. Mm-hmm. And my mother said, yeah, you got to go to the doctor to get a shot, And I was screaming. I felt like, I know children don't, but I just instinctually knew. It stuck with me, that damn doctor and my mother, ignorant or whatever, mm-hmm. listen to your children. You'll be surprised the instincts that your children will have for certain things.
Yeah, you knew that thing was not good for you, and it wrecked your life.
There's no question it affected me. So then I started getting sick a lot. So then my mom, of course, drags me to the doctor, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here's the, on the antibiotic train and all that, you know, and all that deal. And then so I just get down and down. Then as I got older and into my early 20s, it got to where chronic fatigue, everything. I was done.
You messed.
And so I know what it means to be sick. And you have my complete sympathy, my complete understanding, and anything we can do to help you, you call and you just, you know, say, hey, you know, I need to get two of these things. I can't afford it. Can you work something up? Please tell us. Please tell us. We'll do something. I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. And they're connected. Believe me, I know. Because when you're sick, you can be happy to a degree, but you can't be fully happy. You can't be fully robust. You cannot be fully independent and free. You can't. And so that's a big part of our mission at the Power Mall. Buy one, get one free on the OxyLift. I haven't taken these in a long time. I'm going to start trying them again. I think Ed McCabe, it's a very interesting interview with him yesterday.
That was excellent. I've never seen him all fired up like that.
Well, you know, I've talked to him a lot off air, and he's – I mean, I don't believe everything. I don't believe anything my wife says.
No,
you know, I say that, but I want people to be able to say different things. And, you know, maybe there's value. Maybe everything he says is true. I mean, I can't dispute some of the, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad to get different people's perspective. I know that he has spent a lot of time researching it and has different people. Is he right on everything? I don't know, but I'm not right on everything.
Could be.
It could be. I don't know. Yeah. I change a lot over the years and time as I learn more things, and I'm sure all of us do. Anyway, his products are fantastic. The pamphlet, the Sheriff Mac, please buy that. The Pocket Constitutions, let's start having them around. Let's start inundated. Let's have this in our sight. Just like in Israel, you had the law. It was on your doorstep. It was on the little hem of their coat. It was on the little locks coming down their hair. It was everywhere. Why was it done that way? So you can't not see it. There's no way to not see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was everywhere. It was always, you're always reminded of it.
Yep.
Patrick Henry was in the Constitutional Convention, and he left, and he was mad. We didn't fight this damn war to come here and have to turn into to trade one king over there for a king here. And the way this is going, this is federal government's getting too powerful, and this is BS, and I'm out of here. That's Patrick Henry. Yep. You know, give me liberty or
absolutely.
Give me death. That was the instigating moment when the Constitutional Convention changed and some of the things were going to be modified. But the big modification, the modification was, okay, I don't care about any of this other BS and all this other things can be interpreted and you can take this government and you can manipulate it and whatever. I know what you can do. I mean, this is what they thought. They thought, I don't give a damn about any of that. You put down on a piece of paper what the government absolutely, positively, no way, no how can't do. You put that down, and I'll agree to this. I don't care. Then any of this other stuff, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Put it down. And make this Constitution supreme. So this is the supreme law. Nothing can overstep it. Nothing can override it. And this Bill of Rights, the government, no matter what trick you come up with, you mm-hmm. can't do these 10 things. Well, there's more than 10, but there's 10 amendments,
right.
But there's more than that in it. You can't do these 10 amendments. You cannot do this. It's pretty plain. It's plain as English. It's simple as can be. And just maybe that our posterity will be able to read in 200 years and understand this. And this will be as simple as we can see it now.
Yeah.
So just maybe. That's the Bill of Rights. It is worth more than your life. It is worth more than my life. It is the greatest accomplishment of I mean, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights in the last 2,000 years, you please name me a greater accomplishment.
Can't do it.
Please. I would like to know. There isn't. Anyway, we got a bunch of callers. Let's get to them. The Powerball, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We need your support, and you need to support us, too. So thank you for your support, and you're welcome for what we do, ladies and gentlemen. You can see where we're at. You can see the war. You can see the battle lines. This is what we've been preparing you for. This is what we've been talking about. What have I told you? Conviction is king. This is a war on right now. It's for the hearts and minds. I've been telling you this. I've been preaching. I've been screaming about this. And we're here. Daniel Estulin. Go buy his webinar from the Power Mall. Go buy that Daniel Estulin webinar. And you're going to be freaked out. I mean, it's like that guy's magic or something. I don't know. Anyway, Mike in South Carolina. Mike in South Carolina, you're live on the air.
How you all doing? You looking
doing
for
good,
some
Mike.
Smiles, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, very good. So now, let me see. You were just advertising for some type of water, wasn't it? What's the name of the water? It was...
Water?
Yeah, there was an advertisement. It was on for water.
Oh, Willard Water. You talking about... I don't listen to the commercials during the break. Willard Water?
That's it, Daniel. Yeah, Willard Water. Okay, now let me ask you a question. How do you make holy water?
All right, I'll play along. I don't know, Mike, how.
You boil the hell out of it. Now, you also brought up something else, a little bit more. Okay?
That
and
was
that
good.
Is with Trump came across the road there to St. Joseph, and there was some comments about the gas being shot at the protesters. Well, they were asked three times to move, and they didn't do it. There was no gas canisters that were shot out. Those were smoke canisters. Fox News is reporting the wrong stuff, so be real careful what Fox News comes out with.
Yeah, I know.
Those are facts. Those came out this morning in our local news, and they were mad that Fox put that stuff out. So that's not true information.
Great point.
It wasn't gas canisters. They were smoke canisters, okay?
Yep.
That's a fact.
By
the way, this closed down, this virus closed down, part of it's just a joke, but if you notice how some of the doctors and nurses have been kind of let out of the hospitals, like on furlough, there's a behind the scenes what's happening is the government's moving in foreign doctors and nurses from foreign countries like China and India. That's happening also. Ooh. That's one of the reasons why they did that.
Ooh, yeah, I did not know. Yep. Wow, Mike, this is a great call. You're giving two really good pieces of information and a great joke. That's a great joke.
Let me ask you one last question,
sure.
And let you get, because you guys are really good. I like to mostly listen to y'all. And that is Israel cannot exist until the return of who?
I don't know what your answer. The Messiah? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. What are you looking for?
Antichrist?
The answer. So what's it doing there right now?
Well, people.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a great point. Mike, you're making too much sense, Mike. I mean, you want to keep going? Go, keep going, Mike.
Yeah, we got
more glad
more
you. I'd hate to take Kevin's job, but I mean, you know, just put me on the
Got that.
As entertainer, I can sit there and go all day long. I can touch some real. I can touch that third rail if you want to, but I don't think I want to do it quite yet.
No, not yet. Just.
Yeah, that's right.
Send me your jokes. Send me your jokes. PowerHourKevin@gmail.com. I like them. Send
God knows
them.
Me. You just get in contact with him. He'll give you my number.
Thank you for your call.
Anyway,
virus.
Daniel, you do a great job. The 2 hours you've got, I wish you had 3 hours. And Kevin, you're a good team. And some of the people you have on here are really, really informed, and they give you information. That's what we need right now is information. Our country is being taken over. That's all there is to it.
It is.
And there's just a ruthless piece of trash, actually, that's taking it over. And it's got to be – we got to recognize this. The gatekeeper positions are being assigned by the people who want to take this whole place over. We got to get the gatekeepers out. They must leave. And when you mention people like Ginsburg – and Pelosi was brought in by the Bolshevik mafia. She was raised in a bat cave, and she's a certified box of rocks. That's exactly what she is.
I concur.
Thank you so much for the call, Mike. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I love that joke. I'm going to remember that joke.
That's great.
I don't think I've ever heard that. That's funny. Alan in Texas. Alan in Texas, you're live on the air, buddy. What are you up to? Alan, do we have Alan? Did we lose Alan? Todd, are we there?
I think she.
Alan,
I think
we lost you. Call right back. We got.
I think Alan's playing tennis with Sherry.
Yeah, maybe he's went to look for Sherry Rogers. I don't know. Thomas in Florida. Thomas in Florida, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. What I have to say is, you know, how our country has just so changed so quickly in the last 2.5-3 months, right?
Sure has.
And it seems to me like we're really missing the ball here. We're being handed the solution to the change to back to where we should be on a silver platter, and we're missing it. And here's what I've got to say. Every single governor in every state, except for I think 6 or 7 of them, all the sheriffs, all the mayors, all the county commissioners, health officials, all of them who violated basically the First Amendment, any elected official has to be immediately taken out of office. I don't mean like voted out. I mean like grabbed,
yeah, arrested,
collared, taken to the local, you know, lockup without any bond and need to be tried. And what would happen is in a matter of, we were saying, oh, how fast this happened to us. We could reverse it the other way just as quickly, if not quicker, if only we would do is follow the law. I mean, we've literally, what do they say? We're snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. Why aren't we moving on this?
We're
now all worried about this business with the riots, but we're still locked down, and the deed has been done. And it's not like always these liberals always say, well, they'll speak about 9/11 or this or that, we will. And they'll say, well, let's move forward. Well, that's what we did since they shot John Kennedy. We moved forward and we forgot about it. This is the latest and actually the best opportunity we've ever had to
right, let me,
in a matter
let me
of
interject.
Days.
Let me interject because I love – let me – hold on a second. I love what you're saying. You know I do. Let me play the other side for a second. Let's play this through. The situation in California where the governor decreed something for the churches. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court turned on America, turned on the Bill of Rights, and the courts basically ruled, oh, it's okay for the governor for expediency's sake to violate the Bill of Rights. That's basically, not basically, that is what the Supreme Court just ruled. This is extremely bad. So the legal basis for you to do this, when push comes to shove on this, You're facing such a corrupt. It's more complicated than simple here, because at the end of it, the Supreme Court's gonna back the governors. That's what it appears. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we actually have a totally corrupt Supreme Court. We got to get rid of them. I mean, look at Ginsburg. You already talked about her. How about this guy Roberts? Wasn't he the one who did the vote which brought in the Obama health care? Where
he rewrote it.
And he said it's a tax. How about Kavanaugh, darling Kavanaugh? He helped cover up the Vince Foster murder. What the heck's he doing up there?
Yeah,
all
he
of them
voted
need
to support
be taken
the
out.
NSA. Well, okay. You're basically talking about you're talking about a revolution.
Yeah, you're talking about an armed revolution.
You're talking about a revolution, Thomas, is what you're talking about.
We're talking about an armed outcry, and then the president needs to get the military in there and grab them out of there.
I agree 100%. He's got to get the military and go get them. I'm tired of looking around.
To go along with what you said, here's what. I'm being a little pragmatic. I'm not being cowardly. I'm being a little pragmatic. What the president should have said is any governor, any police who restricts these churches from worshiping is a violation of the Bill of Rights, and we will immediately arrest you for violation of XYZ, whatever the title is under federal law. Says, you call us, you call this number, whatever, we will immediately investigate it, and if we find that you're violating their rights and violating the Bill of Rights to your oath, we will immediately arrest you. That would play in America.
That would work.
Because yeah. you got the religious thing, and the churches would all be behind, or not all, most of the churches would be behind them. They would be absolute on it, and it would start a wave for this. Okay, if we're going to defend the First Amendment, all right, now what else are we going to defend? That would work. What you're saying, you're basically, you know, you're Thomas Jefferson. Every 20 years, we need a revolution to mm-hmm. set the country straight. That's basically what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not agreeing with you either. I'm not advocating it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, there would have to be the resolve. I mean, as far as removing any sheriff who enforced these laws of no congregating,
see,
on our face, it would take the predominant number of men in the county. We're talking about men with long guns.
Yep.
Who basically take back their county. Just like the Battle of Athens. Remember that? After World War II, those guys came back. They were battle-hardened. They found something going wrong with their county, and they took care of business.
They did.
I love that story. What you're saying, the better plan, if you can do that, if you're able to organize a county to do that, then you can organize a county to elect a constitutional sheriff.
Right.
Go that route.
Yeah.
That's the route you need to go. If you can pull off what you just said, then you can pull off a county election. And that's safer. It's safe. It's legal. It's lawful. You're not going to get any resistance. Look, I don't want to be put in a position where I'm advocating a revolution, because I'm not. I'm advocating lawful and peaceful means. And the sheriff way is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. Look, where your county is, you want to change. Please, everybody who's listening to this, for the love of God, will you please call the Power Mall and get that stupid little booklet? Please get that booklet about Sheriff Mack's case and shove that in front of anybody who will listen and get them on the phone. Call us back. I'll talk to them and let's get them and let's get some momentum. The people in government that I've talked to on the local level, I'm heartbroken. The response I've gotten, please find me somebody who will respond to this in a positive way. We'll get them in touch with Sheriff Mack. I'll pay to fly Sheriff Mack to him and get some momentum. I will support you anyway. I will get a county. I will do anything I can possibly do to get a county. If you find me somebody who can do this and who's interested in this, I got to find a spark somewhere. Please find me a spark. And then I know they exist. They're not like a needle in a haystack. I can't go over the whole country and scour and look for them. You have to look for them. I know how to do it. Sheriff Mack knows how to do it. We need you to find a spark somewhere and we'll do it. Anyway, Thomas,
did you
I got to run, Thomas. I got one more caller. Last thoughts, quickly. You got about 20 seconds.
Did you see that the sheriff in Polk County just the other day, when there was going to be some spillover from Lakeland, Florida, maybe into the suburbs, he told everybody, hey, you can shoot back. You have my permission.
Yeah, we saw
that.
That's
how you handle this. The sheriff is the only one capable of handling this situation, not the police. The police cannot keep you safe in this situation. Only the sheriff can.
Well, they're just employees anyhow.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thomas, I love your call.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call. Thank you for your perspective.
Nice talking to you.
I disagree a little bit. We don't need to go there right now. I don't think we have other options that are much better. I think let's do those. That's my opinion, but I respect yours, and I really respect your call. So thank you for calling. Alan in Texas, you're live on the air. What's up, my friend?
2250, Uncle Kev. How are y'all doing today?
Howdy.
I wear that with pride.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know how the system works. Yeah, not a whole lot of time to talk here. You know, I will go on, Sheriff Mack. What he talks about, all that, is all very good. You know, there's supposedly some rule that other talk show hosts aren't supposed to call in, but, you know, I really don't have my own show. I'm on with Doc, and I do another show on RBN, but I'm a co-host. But, when we had Doc had Sheriff Mack on our show, and I he was talking about, you know, you're constitutional sheriff, that's what you need, and this and that. And see, Sheriff Mack was here. He actually lived in our community in Gillespie County here. I helped him move into his house, did some work on his house, the house he was living in, various things, saw him periodically. Very nice guy, very intelligent, and I like what he says. But, you know, I flat out asked him, Daniel, I said, Sheriff, I said, what chance do you think we have in Gillespie County of getting a constitutional sheriff? And he thought for a second. He said, unfortunately, you will be the last county in this nation that has a constitutional sheriff. I live there. I know Buddy Mills very well. And you and your sister county are two of the most corrupt places I've ever been in my life. And Daniel, this used to be a nice, quaint little German community, farming, ranching. You would go down Main Street, and I was related to three quarters of the people on Main Street. You know, you could talk to people. It was kind of a close knit community, you know. But everything has changed. This inflow or outflow from California, I think they've been seeding communities. And there's no way in holy blankety blank hockey sticks that we would ever have a constitutional sheriff here, because the whole makeup of our people that used to be here has changed. There are not family ranches anymore. They've all been bought out by people that fly in and they're high fenced. They're not family ranches anymore. It's they're play toys for the rich people that have fled California. And I mean, we are now the most expensive place to live in Texas. Believe that or not.
Wow.
I've talked a lot with Sheriff Mack. We floated the idea around that people who think like you and I, we should all just go to one county. We shouldn't find a county. We should pick a county and just go to that county. And then our numbers will be such that we can determine the political destiny of that one county. And that can be a stronghold and an example to other people. And I think that would work. I know that would work. But
that's kind of like the Moulin LeBay, you know, the book Moulin LeBay, I believe, you know, they moved up Wyoming or Montana somewhere and took over counties. But, you know, in this world, Daniel, see, I look at this whole thing as being scripted. You know, there are play writers. I see guys like Pompeo going around to speak at, you know, you look at look in the background. Don't look at him. Look in the background. He's like at the Hudson Institute or the Council on Foreign Relations or something. It's all scripted. God. All these think tanks develop policy.
There's the music. Alan, you can call in here anytime you want. Don't think. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear the people you work with. I'm going on, I don't know when I'm going on Doc's show next. I think it's pretty soon. So, anyway, it's a pleasure to talk to you, everybody.
Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart, I know Uncle Kevin, I'll speak for him. You are happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. This is the time. Conviction is king. And you gotta stand up right now. You gotta stand up with truth, with knowledge and power, and the Bill of Rights. Shove that Bill of Rights in everybody's face who will listen. That is your protection. Let them argue with Thomas Jefferson. You don't have to argue. God.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.